Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah. Hamiskavin lahotzi lefanav ba lo liachrav. A person intends to carry something in front of him, but it ends up behind him. He wraps up money in a baguette that he plans on having the baguette hanging in front of him to carry from Rishus Yachter Rishus Rabim, but then the baguette got turned around on his body and ended up behind him. So Pater, even though he did carry, because at the time that the malacha was being done, it wasn't done the way he intended it to do. So it's like he's a misasek. It's a lack of melachas machsheves. Liach rav ubala lefanav chayiv. But if he intended to carry it behind him and it got twisted and it got too in front of him, then he's going to be chayiv. We'll have to see in the Gemara why that would be the case. Be'emes amru, he'isha hachogeres basinar. A woman who wears a certain type of small baguette that they would wrap themselves with for tznius, and she hangs something on it to carry it out. Bein milfana bein achrecha. She hangs it on that baguette, whether it's in front of her or in back of her, chayeves. Shekin roi lios chozer, because it's natural for such a baguette to get turned around. Rabbi Yehuda omer af mekable pitkin. Even the people who carry the edicts of the king in order to give them to the people who are going to run and go give them out wherever they need to be brought, the same thing, they would have the same din as the woman who's chogeres besinar, that someone who has a kavana to be motzi in a certain way, and he's motzi in a different way. If the machshava that he wanted to do is miskayim, he's going to be chayiv. So even though his original plan didn't come to fruition, meaning he may have wanted to give it to one of the Ratzim, and he gave it to a different one of the Ratzim. So now says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Maish no lefanav balo lachrov depater, delosav and machshavto, lachrov balo lefanav nami halosav and machshavto. How do we explain that first halach on the Mishnah? Why is it that when you wanted to carry it in front of you, but you ended up carrying it back of you, pater, but if you wanted to carry it back of you, and ended up carrying it in front of you, you're going to be chayiv? Either way, you didn't do your machshava. Amar Blazar Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, that there are two different opinions of Tanoim that are expressed in that one line, and it's in fact a machlokas. Amar Rav Amai Kushya, why is this even a problem? Why is this a stira? Dilma, Lefan of Abala Lach, Rav Hainu Taim, the Potter, Dineskavin Shmira Mu'ula, Va also Biyado Shmira Pchusa. Maybe the reason that if it ends up behind you when you wanted it to be in front of you, you're not chayiv, is because you wanted to protect it in a way that's a Shmira Mu'ula, and you ended up with a Shmira Pchusa, with a lower level of Shmira, with a way that's not protecting it as well. And therefore, it's not Niskayim Achshavaso. But Le'achra Bala L'fan of Hainu Taim in the Chayiv, the Niskavin L'Shmira Pchusa, also be Hado Shmira Mu'ula. But you upgraded if you intended to carry it behind you and end up in front of you. Ela Mai Kushya. So what was the Kasha on our Mishnah? Diyuka D'masnisin Kasha. The din that you could be Medayik from our Mishnah was the difficulty. Hamiskavin L'Hotzi L'fan of Ubalo La Achrav Pater. Someone who wants to carry something in front of him and ends up behind him is Pater because he didn't fulfill what he intended. Haliachrav Ubalo La Achrav Chayiv. But if he has Kavana to be Motzi behind him and he ends up carrying it behind him, then he's going to be Chayiv because that's a Hutsa'a Kedarka. But then he must say, Haliachrav Ubalo La Fun of Hud Chayiv. No, only if it was Liachrav and then you ended up with it in front of you, you're going to be Chayiv, which has the opposite deal. Haliachrav Ubalo La Achrav Pater. It sounds like if you want to carry it behind you, and you did carry it behind you, you're going to be potter. Some Rav Blazer Tavra Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu. Rav Blazer says it's not a stira, it's machlokas. Two different ways of two different shitos are expressed in that one line of the Mishnah. I'm Rav Ashi, my Kushya. Rav Ashi says, no, it's not two different opinions. It's not a stira at all. Dilma lomi bayukamar. Maybe the Mishnah is written in an Ein Tzorich Lomar style. That lomi bayu la'achrav abalo la'achrav dechayiv. Not only if you intended to carry it behind you, and you did carry it behind you, or you're going to be chayiv. This have the machshavaso where your machshava was fulfilled. Elafi la'achrav abalo l'fanav. It's strichalei. But even if you wanted to carry it behind you, and you ended up with it in front of you, it needs... we need to be told that you're going to be chayiv, because I might think that since what you intended to do didn't happen, you're not going to be chayiv. That since you intended to guard it with a lower level of guarding, and you ended up guarding it in a higher level of guarding, so that's why you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara wants to be mochiach that in fact it's machlokas tanaim. La'achrav balo la'achrav tanaihi. If you're carrying it behind you, and you intended to carry it behind you, and you did exactly that, that whether you're chayiv or not is actually machlokas tanaim. The Tanya, because we have a brisa, tells us as follows: Hamotzi ma'os bepundaso upi halamala. If you're carrying money in your belt and the opening is facing upward, chayiv. But pi halamata, if the opening is facing downward, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv lecham poter. Rabbi Yehuda says you chayiv and lecham say poter. Samlan Rabbi Yehuda, yatem modim b'la'achrav balo la'achrav shu chayiv. Don't you agree that in a case where you wanted to carry it behind you and you do carry it behind you, that you're going to be chayiv, even though you're not able to protect it properly? So admit to me that when you carry it in your chagura, when the opening is facing down, that you're also going to be chayiv. So Amar lo, the Chum said, v'yatamod k'la'achar yado raglo v'raglo shu pater. Don't you agree that when you carry something in a totally unusual way, like on the back of your hand or by your foot, that you're going to be pater, because it's just not the derech? So you should admit to us that when you carry it in your chagura, when the opening is facing downward, that you should be pater, because it's totally unusual. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani amarti davar echad. I said one din, that their moda, that if you're Meskavin lahotzi la'achrav and it's balo la'achrav yirchayiv, so which proves me right. They know what davar echad, and they quoted me another din that proves them right. Ani lo matzasi tshuva l'divrehem, vehin lo matzu tshuva l'dvarai. I couldn't answer their raya; they couldn't answer my raya. Meaning we have a raya pointing in either direction. So midukamelu yatamodim lav mechal depati rabbanan. From the fact that he says that Rabbi Yehuda said to the chamin, aren't you moda that when you're meskavin to carry it behind you, and you do carry it behind you, that your chayiv doesn't that prove therefore that the chum really hold that you're putter, even when you fulfilled exactly the way you wanted to carry it, but it's behind you, and that's why they didn't respond to him, because they just disagree with his premise. Meaning he's saying, oh, don't you agree that if you wanted to carry it behind you and you do, that you're going to be chayiv? And maybe the chum didn't respond because no, they don't even agree to that. So how could you use that as a raya? Ulutameich says, but if that's the way the conversation went, tekar milei, when the chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, I atamoda mechal de mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda, that don't you agree that when you're motzi kala achar yad, that you're going to carry it on the back of your hand or by your foot, that you're going to be potter because it's with a shinoi? What you think? By your logic, that would mean that Rabbi Yehuda says no, you're chayiv in that case. So, but laachar yado uveraglo, it says beferish in the Mishnah that you're potter. So how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about that? So therefore, the Gemara goes back on what it said that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum disagree about being meskavin lahotzi lachrov bala lachrov. Ella liachrov bala lachrov divrei kol chayiv. It's not a machlokas tanaim. Everyone holds that if you wanted to carry it behind you and you did carry it behind you, you're chayiv. Laachr yado viraglo divrei kol pater. If you carry it on the back of your hand or on your foot, everyone holds pater. Kipligi, the whole machlok shabitan chamim is bepundaso upia lamata. Is you're carrying in your belt, but the opening of it is facing down. Mar medami la'achrav bala la'achrav. So Rabbi Yehuda compares this to having kavana to carrying it behind you, and you do carry it behind you. So, because in both cases you're doing a lower level shmira. Umar medami leila achriyad v'raglo, and the chacham compare it to carrying it on the back of your hand or on your foot, because in both cases you're carrying in what seems to be an unusual way. Be'emasam ruha isha, and then we said that a woman is chogeres besina or ben milafna ben lachareha is going to be chayeves hatana kol be'emes halachihi. Whenever we say be'emes, just a basic rule in Shas, whenever we have the word be'emes in a Mishnah in a Braisa, it always means that there is no machlokas about this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekabli pitkin, tana shekein lav l'rei malchus osin kein. The Braisa explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that even people who are mekablim the petek for that they give the Dvar HaMelech with, and they intended to give it to one delivery man, and they ended up giving it to a different delivery man, the reason that they're going to be chayiv is because the sofrim of the malchus that write the Dvar HaMelech give it to a person to bring it to a certain place, and they have kavanah to give it to one guy that he should bring it to his place, and if they don't carry it and they have to bring it by right away, they'll give it to someone else, meaning they'll go give it to the first available person. So it does fulfill the intention of what it was written for, even if it doesn't go to the person that you originally intended to give it to. Okay, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to explain the halacha of two people that carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Hamotzi kikar to Rosh Hashanah chayiv. A person carries a kikar from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be chayiv. Hotziu shnayim, if two people carry it out, peturin, they're going to be potter. Lo yachal echad hotziu v'hotziu shnayim chayavin v'Rabbi Shimon poter. But if one person couldn't do it on his own, and then two people therefore did it because it's a very heavy or long or big thing, so then it's a machlokas whether two people doing the malacha is going to be chayav because that's normal, or poter because they're splitting the malacha, so to speak. So Amar Rabbi Dama Rav, Amar Abayi, Amar Rabbi Masnisa Tana, ze yachal v'ze yachal, Rabbi Meir mechayav v'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon poter. If they're both able, each is able to carry it on their own, and they carry it together. Rav Meir is mechayev, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon both say pater. Ze eino yachal, ze eino yachal. If neither of them is able to carry it on their own, Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir mechayevim, Rav Shimon pater. Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir say mechayev, Rav Shimon says you're pater. Ze yachal, ze eino yachal. Divrei akol chayev. But if one of them is able to carry it and the other one's not able to carry it, one of them is going to be chayiv. The Gemara is just going to have to explain who. Tanya Namiyachi, and we have a brisa that says just like this. Hamotzi kikar l'Rosh Hashanah, if you carry a loaf of bread from Rosh Hashanah hayachid to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, chayiv. Hotziu shnayim, if two people carry it out, you don't need two people to carry a loaf of bread, each one carry it on their own. But if two people do it, Rameir mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yachalech l'hotziu v'hotziu shnayim chayavin ve'im lav, peturin, Rabbi Shimon Rav Meir would say automatically, as soon as two people are carrying it out, even if two people are carrying it out, rather, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Depends if yachal or lo yachal. If neither of them are able to be motzi on their own, and two people did it, they're going to be chayiv. But if they are able to be motzi on their own, then they're going to be potter. And Rabbi Shimon says, you're always going to be potter. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if each of them is able to carry it on their own, and they do it together, you're going to be potter. So Meir, Rav Meir, who's mechayiv, would hold even in a case where each guy could do it on their own. So minanimili, how do I know that two people who do malacha together, that they each could do on their own at least, that they're going to be potter? The Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that talks about the chiyuv chatas for an avera b'shogeg. Ba'aso sa, the pasuk says, ha'osa eskula v'lo osas miktsasi. You're only chayiv if you do the entire malacha, but not if you do part of the malacha. Ketad shnayim shayochsin b'malgaz. If you have two people that are carrying a like a pitchfork, velogzin, and they're gathering together the bundles of grain in the field, and they're violating the malacha of ma'amer bakarkar, or they're carrying a piece of like a sharp piece of wood that we and they're setting up the strands of the shesi of the loom, and they're violating the malacha of mesach, which is one of the malachas of Shabbos. Bakulmos v'kosvin, or they're holding a quill and they are writing together. Bakana v'otzilu Rosh Hashanah, or they're carrying a kana and they carry it out into the Rosh Hashanah. So yachl chayavin, I might think they'd be chayv tamalomer ba'asosa hoses kula v'lo osa. That you're only chayiv if you do the entirety of the malacha, not if you do part of the malacha. But the eagle shall devela, if two people are carrying an eagle of devela, which means like dried figs that are like stuck together as a cake, v'otziyul Rosh Hashanah, they carry into Rosh Hashanah b'kora, or they're carrying a beam, v'otziyul Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yachal echad v'otziyul v'otziyul shnayim, chayavin. If one of them could not be motziyit, and two of them were motziyit, they're chayiv, v'im lav. But if one of them was able to be motzi alone, and two people carried it out, peturin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, aval b'shul yachal echad v'otziyul v'otziyul shnayim, peturin. Rabbi Shimon says, even if one of them could not carry it out on his own, and two two people carried out, they're going to be pater. V'kachnemar basosa yachid shasa chayiv shnayim shasua paturin. That if one person does it, you're going to be chayiv, but if two people do the melacha together, you're going to be pater. Okay, this conversation is going to continue for a while, so we're going to stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up with B'mai Kamiflagi next time.